be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I am extremely proud to welcome somebody that I have known for many, many years, without giving away my age, my brother, Dr. Erwin Rosenfeld. Erwin, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, great to have you here. And I would like to introduce you to our guests by sharing your information on how you have gotten to the place you've gotten today. So Dr. Erwin Rosenfeld has been practicing psychiatry with offices in the Laguna Hills area in California since the year 1980. He graduated with honors from Cornell University and was valedictorian of his class at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Following a medical internship at Mercy Hospital in San Diego, California, he completed a psychiatric residency at UC Irvine. Dr. Rosenfeld is past chief of staff at a psychiatric hospital and past president of the Orange County Psychiatric Society. He was the recipient of the 1994 Exemplary Psychiatric Award presented by the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill and the recipient of 4 Gold Heart Awards from South Coast Medical Center. Dr. Rosenfeld is a distinguished life member of the American Psychiatric Association. He is certified in advanced clinical psychopharmacology, and he doesn't have one, he doesn't have two, but he is triple board certified in a psychiatrist in Orange County. So your topic today that you chose to talk about is called Getting Well and Staying Well, A New Hope for Depression. So can you explain what you mean by this new hope for depression?
Yes, Dr. Iris. As we know, many people who get depressed don't respond necessarily to psychotherapy and antidepressant medication. In good hands, maybe 2/3 of people get well with that. And in the best of hands, maybe we can even get that up to 75 or 80%. But that still leaves a fair number of people who do not respond to traditional treatments. In the old days, and still today, we have a technique called shock treatments or electroconvulsive therapy. But that's an invasive technique done in a hospital under anesthesia with significant side effects and a significant relapse rate. And so several years ago, they began to develop a newer technique that's not invasive that helps depression called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And I'm proud to say that 5 years ago, I became the first provider in the state of California to obtain this new technique and the device used to treat it.
So that was a mouthful. Can you repeat the name of that machine that you just said?
Yes, it's actually the name of the machine is the NeuroStar transcranial magnetic stimulation machine. Transcranial means across the skull, and magnetic stimulation means exactly that. We're basically delivering a magnetic stimulus across the skull into a specific area of the brain via this machine.
Okay, so now, obviously, you've been a psychiatrist for a number of years, and what made you get interested in using this type of technique?
Well, I've been treating difficult patients for many years. My colleagues were sending me their failures, their difficult patients, either for my expertise in psychopharmacology or because I'm one of the few people who does electroconvulsive therapy. But I've been a little disappointed with electroconvulsive therapy because of the high relapse rate. About one-third of people will relapse within 6 months of treatment, and then they need more ECT. So I was looking into alternative treatments when I would attend conferences and began to learn about this technique called transcranial magnetic stimulation that was already in use in Europe, Australia, Canada, and Israel since the late 1990s, and began to see that the studies looked very, very promising. It had not yet been approved by the FDA at this point, but in 2007 it was approved by them, and I promptly signed on to become one of the first people in the country to provide this. I had sent someone to Canada about 2 years earlier than that for treatment, and she came back a new person, so I was very impressed.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Now, as far as this treatment, how specifically does this TMS work to help a depressed person get better?
Well, the interesting thing is we know more about how TMS works, even though it's only been around a few years, than we know about how ECT works, which has been around for about 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
In severe depression, a person has a deficiency of the neurotransmitters in the brain, the chemicals that are responsible for transmitting nerve impulses from one nerve to another. So you've probably heard of these names before. One of them is called serotonin. And, you know, briefly, if serotonin is low, a person is depressed, and they're usually kind of nervous or anxious with their depression. Another neurotransmitter that can be low is one called norepinephrine. And if norepinephrine is low, a person can be depressed and have lack of energy. And the third is dopamine. Now, when dopamine is low, a person can be depressed and doesn't get much pleasure from anything. So our antidepressants can increase serotonin or norepinephrine or both, but really don't work on dopamine at all. What the TMS does is it stimulates the production of serotonin and norepinephrine and dopamine in a particular part of the brain that in turn communicates with the deeper structures in the brain that are the seat of the emotions, thereby increasing the neurotransmitters there. It also increases the blood flow to this specific part of the brain to stimulate the deeper structures in the limbic system.
Wow. Can you give an example maybe of a patient you have treated just recently that had some issues with depression and the success of using this machine?
Well, we've treated lots of people, and there are many people that I've treated recently who have reached remission. Many of them have had depression for many, many years, and we have brought them into complete remission. I can tell you about my first case that I treated in January to February of 2009, right after I got my machine.
Okay.
This was a lady with 18 years of depression. She had failed with 12 different antidepressant medicines and had failed with electroconvulsive therapy. We treated her with transcranial magnetic stimulation. This is almost 5 years now, and we put her into complete remission, and she is still in remission.
That's
another
amazing.
Lady, yes, there's another lady we treated 2 years ago with 50 years of depression since childhood, most devastating abuse that this woman faced in childhood that caused her to be depressed. She had made 13 suicide attempts.
Oh my gosh.
Had failed with psychotherapy and many, many medications. And I was now seeing her after her 13th suicide attempt. After getting her through her suicidality so we could get her to an outpatient situation so she could come to the office, I treated her with TMS, again, put her into complete remission, and here she is almost 2 years later still in remission.
Now, I'm sure that there are a number of our listeners in today's show that may have a different types of depression. And I know there are different types of depression. So at what point do you, number one, recommend this treatment? And number two, what types of depression does this machine benefit the most for a person?
Yeah, the machine would benefit those who have a chemical element to their depression. Let me give you an example. Many people have mild depression due to some event in their life, and most of those people can respond well to psychotherapy. But if the depression persists, if there are what we call vegetative signs of depression, in other words, problems with appetite, sleep, energy, if people are starting to feel hopeless, helpless, worthless, or suicidal, they need more intensive treatment and usually need medication in addition to psychotherapy. Now, if a person has failed with a few different antidepressants and psychotherapy, then they become a candidate for TMS.
I see. Okay, so in other words, it's somebody that basically has been through a number of rounds of medication and they're not successful.
Correct.
They haven't been successful. And then when you approach a person to try this, exactly what is the type of evaluation? What is the type of workup that you do to explain this to a patient? So someone could, someone out there might be thinking, you know what, I've tried medication. I'm wondering, is this something that I should consider? What would you say to them?
Right. Well, first of all, I would evaluate them and make sure that, in fact, they are depressed, and that's the main problem. Secondly, I go through the medications, make sure that they've been given trials of all the different categories of meds that are worth trying, and make sure they've been an adequate dose for an adequate period of time, that they were compliant with their medication treatment, that they've tried psychotherapy for their depression. And we often will give what we call augmentation on top of the antidepressants to see if that will make them work better. Augmentation means medicines that are not antidepressants that we add to antidepressants to make them work better, okay? And if they've been through all of that and they still are doing terrible, then I discuss the concept of TMS with them and whether they would like to proceed with that.
Can you give an example of augmentations? I've never heard that terminology used before.
Yes. There are several medicines that can be used for augmentation. Some of them are tranquilizers that like such as Abilify advertised on television or Seroquel, and some others that added to antidepressants can make them work better. Another one of my favorite ones is a vitamin called Deplin, which increases the manufacture of the neurotransmitters so that more of it can go from the first nerve to the second nerve, and I find that works very well for a lot of people. But there are people where these augmentations just don't work, and then you look at TMS.
We are about to take a break, but before we do that, could you say that vitamin again? I missed it.
It's called Deplin, D-E-P-L-I-N. It's a prescription strength form of L-methylfolate, or a metabolic byproduct of folic acid. But you can't take folic acid to replace it, because you'd need about 100 pills of prescription strength folic acid to make one tablet of Deplin.
Wow, never heard that before. Great. Well, we are going to be taking a very short break, and we will be back with Dr. Erwin Rosenfeld.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to our show today called Attitude Adjustment. I am Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I have a special guest with me today, my brother, Dr. Erwin Rosenfeld, psychiatrist in Laguna Hills, California. And we are having an amazing discussion on a treatment that is non-invasive. It is called transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is something that Dr. Rosenfeld has been explaining that can be used after a number of medications may not work for somebody who has depression. So how can people reach you if our listeners are interested in getting more information about this particular treatment? How can people reach you?
Well, the best way to reach us, if you want to schedule to come in, is to call our office at 949-837-7071. You can find out some more information either by going to my website, which is orangecountytms.com, or you can go to the Neuronetics website. Neuronetics is spelled N-E-U-R-O-N-E-T-I-C-S. And if you go to that website, you can find out information directly from the manufacturer.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you for that. And as you know, my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. And I always ask my guests to give me two things in their professional opinion would help our listeners to shift, change their attitude. So being a psychiatrist for so many years, I would love to hear from you on two things, in your opinion, would help people change their attitudes.
Well, I can give you a few things. Maybe I'll give you three things, if that's okay.
You could give me three. You can give me four.
Okay. Well, one of the things I urge people to do is think positively. I know it can be difficult if a person is depressed, but One of the things I always try to teach people is look at the glass as being half full instead of half empty, and it'll change the way your attitude and the way you look at things, and hopefully keep you from getting depressed. A second thought I would like to leave you with is to tell people to keep their hopes up, that people can get better. We shouldn't lose hope. For example, using TMS, which, as I mentioned, maybe didn't mention, has a very low relapse rate. But we can help people to get better. There is treatment available for people, whether it's therapy or medication or TMS or in some cases ECT to help a person get better. Depression is a treatable disease. Third thing that I like to live by is the Serenity Prayer, which comes out of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I'm not a member of that, but saying is very meaningful to me, and it goes like this. It says, "May God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference."
I love that. That's great. I love that serenity prayer. Okay, so getting back to, for our listeners to learn a little bit more about TMS, you were talking about TMS, and I'm wondering if TMS can be used for treating conditions other than depression.
Yes, it's the other conditions that TMS can be helpful for off-label. In other words, the FDA hasn't given it its stamp of approval for some of these treatments, but there are other things that TMS can be helpful for. Some of them I've used with success, some of them with limited success, and some of them are still being investigated to see if TMS is helpful, and the studies are starting to look promising. One of the things I've found is I've taken about 50% of the people who've come to me with chronic pain and treated them with TMS, and their chronic pain showed substantial improvement. In some cases, the people were able to come off of the chronic use of narcotic medications.
I've also
used TMS in some people with anxiety and in a different location of the brain, the different type of stimulus. I've helped about 50% of people get a substantial improvement in their anxiety. It's also being looked at for other conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder, hallucinations that one might see in, say, schizophrenia. It's being looked at possible use in substance abuse disorders, possibly in a disorder called tinnitus, possibly in Parkinson's disease. There are a number of conditions that that they're looking at, trying to see if TMS might be helpful in stimulating different parts of the brain with different types of stimuli to try to see if it might be helpful. And we recently treated someone with a rare form of dementia called Lewy body disease, and there was some improvement in it using transcranial magnetic stimulation. I can't say it was dramatic, but nothing really works for these people, so even to get a little bit of improvement was a major step.
That sounds very fascinating. And we have a question coming in from a woman named Robin from Facebook. And I'm going to ask you the question that she's asking. It says here, can the guest talk about colors and tones that can be used to help with depression? So in other words, are there any certain colors, tones, specific tones that you recommend when people have depression?
You know, that's not an area, I'm sorry to say, that's not an area that I feel knowledgeable about, so I'd have to pass on that, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Good enough. All right. So maybe we could find out about that answer through some other source. Okay. All right. And what are some other alternative treatments for TMS?
Alternatives besides TMS, of course, we have medication, psychotherapy, and electroconvulsive therapy. But none of these others have the lack of relapse rate. In other words, they all have a much higher relapse rate than TMS, and that's the beauty of TMS. We're getting people well, and they're staying well. They look at 6-month relapse rates after getting well with TMS, and it's only about 10% of people, and this has been done at a few studies across the country in very large populations of patients, and I'm seeing it in our clinic too. With ECT, it's about a third of people will relapse within 6 months. With medication, it's even higher. So the beauty of this is that we're getting people well and helping them stay well.
And are there a certain number of treatments that a person needs to achieve the success that you're getting?
Yeah, they have to get enough treatments to achieve remission. On the average, it's about 30 treatments,
okay,
which can be done either daily, or we can do it more than once a day, although insurance companies generally don't cover more than one treatment a day. But if a person is paying for it out of pocket, then yes, we can do even two or three treatments in a day, just like my patient in Canada had.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes about 30 treatments on the average. Now, we have put some people into remission in as little as 15 treatments, and we've also had some people who needed more than 40 treatments to achieve remission.
Now, do people, let's say people come in and they get a certain number of treatments, do they have to, after they're in remission, do they have to come and do like little boosters? Is that needed?
Generally not. After we reach remission, it's recommended that we do a phase down. We do a few treatments spread out over the next few weeks, just sort of phasing down the TMS treatments and not getting it quite as frequently. It solidifies the improvement so they're less likely to relapse. But after that, we usually don't have to do maintenance. Although if a person did relapse within a few months and had another course of TMS and again improved, then I might recommend that they get a treatment every week or two instead of daily, but just one treatment every week or two to see if that might help maintain the remission that they achieved after the second time.
Do you find that psychotherapy along with the TMS is more beneficial than just TMS alone?
I think psychotherapy can always be of some benefit to the vast majority of patients, and I recommend that, yes, all the time.
And I know you have a whole staff of psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, in your office.
Yes, I have about five therapists here who work in our office. Some of them are independent, some work for me, and we have a number of people that I can recommend to someone who needs therapy.
Well, that's great. That's great. Okay, we are coming to near the end of our show. We only have a few minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners to explain that maybe we didn't cover that you would like to clarify for them?
Well, perhaps the only thing I would like to add is that, TMS isn't for everyone. First of all, it's very well tolerated. I meant to say that earlier. Very little discomfort with it, if any. Sort of feels like a vibrator is being pressed against your skull for about 4 seconds out of every 30 seconds, going on for about 40 minutes. But besides that, I think the main thing is that, although it works for the vast majority of people, there are some people where it may not work. There's no promises. I've gotten about 85% response rate among my patients, which is a little higher than the national average. But one of the things to look at is only some insurances will cover TMS, so that a person might have to look at paying for it out of their pocket in some cases.
And you work with your patients on all that too. So, okay.
Yes, we give them reduced fees if we can. Yeah.
Before we end, we have another question that's just come in. Can you discuss the common sources of depression? And I know that's a very big question. If you could do that in maybe 30 seconds, that would be great.
Well, the primary cause of depression psychologically is some type of loss. It could be a loss of person, a loss of income, a loss of self-esteem, a loss of something. And in case of chemical depression, it means the depression is severe enough that it's caused a deficiency of the neurotransmitters that I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Dr. Rosenfeld, this has been amazing. And I know you have so much more information, but we are getting to the end of our show. It's been such a treat to have you today with us, Dr. Rosenfeld. You can reach him by calling his phone number at 949-837-7071, or you can go to his website, orangecountytms.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, October 8th, with Sherry Kersey. Her topic, What's the Difference Between Thermography and Mammography? For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And every week, I love to leave my guests with an inspirational quote. This one is from W.C. Fields. It isn't what they call you, it's what you answer to. Have a beautiful and healthful day, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something.